Hello. Is the tailor in today? Oh, it's you. Hello. I hear you're very good at what you do. And modest as well. You are correct. It is a little warm for a cloak like mine. I'm very attached to it. And you're very perceptive. No, I won't be needing a new one today. I wanted to ask how you fare with complicated materials for sewing. It's urgent. Yes, I have a difficult project. I'm shopping around. May I ask, what have you done lately that you're really proud of? I see. You're a true artisan, always challenging yourself. Oh yes, I asked many people and they all recommended you. Is it true that you've crafted items for the Empress's court necromancer? Oh, what are they like? Sorry, I digress. When the barkeep told me about you, she also said you were single. And phrased it as if that is a great tragedy. My condolences. You're quite charming, aren't you? Yes, sorry, I don't mean to waste your time. You're offering me what? Oh, a cup of tea. Thank you, I won't be needing any. That's all right. Are we quite alone right now in your shop? Studio, pardon. Oh, good. Yes. My project is very unconventional. May I ask, do you have a strong stomach? All right. One moment. I just have to undo my cloak. Oh no, I don't need any help, thank you. My fingers are a bit stiff. No, no, you don't have to help. Oh. Oh, sorry, I didn't want to shock you. Thank you for trying to help me. Yes, I am recently risen. I tried to stitch myself up, but things keep falling out and I don't know how intact I need to be. Where is the necromancer who raised me? A worthy question. They were killed by a vampire. And then I was spared because what blood do I have to give? I still have grave dirt on my shoulders. It happened so fast. There is no taxidermist in this town. And necromancers are rarer than diamonds. I'm truly sorry to impose on you. Okay. Thank you for allowing me to explain. Could you please try to stitch me up? I'm afraid I don't have any money. But I'm good with my hands. I don't need to sleep. Oh, You're a kind soul, aren't you? It's delightful to know that even though a lot of things have changed, some people still live up to their reputation. You just need to lock the door and draw the blinds. A small mercy. Thank you. It's been very troublesome holding the pieces of myself in. Yes, I will lay on the table where you cut out your patterns. I'm happy to hold the thread as well. I won't feel anything. You have very steady hands. No, I'm quite comfortable. Thank you. I'm sorry, I don't mean to stare. There is just such kindness in your eyes. Goodness done for goodness' sake. I'm afraid I was more cynical when I lived. No good deed goes unpunished, I would say. And now that I need the help of others, I realize how wrong I was. Ah, but I have a second chance. What a wonderful way to look at it. I have been feeling so lost and very alone. No, not because of the necromancer. They were a student. I was practice. I didn't know them for very long. I was buried in a shallow grave with no casket. But I was covered in life. So many small organisms, insects, really. I was nourishing them, and I was helping them. And they were the only company I had on my trek here. And I lost them all. They were shed like the parts of me I couldn't hold inside. Oh, thank you. You're very kind to listen to me wax poetic about the bugs that I miss. You're sweet. Thank you. I swear, I will make this up to you somehow. No, I mean it. I am feeling so much better already. And you work with such skill for something that isn't even your profession. I am in awe. Yes, your hands are steady. And you hold the thread so gracefully. You know, my family always used to say, part of your job is making goodness look attractive. And you don't even make it look good, you make it look easy. What's wrong? You dropped your needle. Hey, you look like you've seen a ghost. What's wrong? Your family says that too. Yes, I was buried outside the capital. Hey. You want me to look at the tag you used to sign all your work? Yes, there's one here. We're related. We have the same last name. Hello. You know, I think I saw you when you were a child. My, how you've grown. Oh, what a strange and wonderful coincidence. Yes, we'll figure out exactly how we're related. It's all right. Take your time before you resume. Catch your breath. It's okay. I know it's quite a shock. Take a deep breath in and a long, slow breath out. There you go. Yeah. And give me your hand for a moment. Listen. I am so proud of the person you've become. No, I mean it. Kindness isn't easy. Gods, don't I know that. But you are warm and skilled and kind, and you make people feel at ease. It's wonderful. And the world is better for having people like you in it. My darling. Shh, 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 shh. It's okay. It was a big shock for me too. But we have time. Now, once you finish up, I want to know everything I missed out on. And we'll go from there. How does that sound? Good. Thank you again. I'm so lucky that you are who you are. And you should be proud of how you turned out. I know. Just breathe.